News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM at FM, and WSAU.com. The Packers absolutely needed a win to keep their playoff hopes alive, and they got it, 22-21 over the Falcons. First time they've won in more than a month. Coach Mike McCarthy?
Good to win. It's been a while. Forgot what it felt like, but I'll say this. I really like the football team, particularly at halftime. We're coming in, getting booed at home, just the energy in the locker room. They never blinked. They stayed the course, and like I said in my opening statement, this is an excellent character win for our football team, and we definitely needed it.
Packers trailed at halftime before rallying to beat the Falcons, and they got some help. The Detroit Lions were losers in the snow against the Philadelphia Eagles. Thousands of South Africans took part in a National Day of Prayer and Reflection for Nelson Mandela, and now international dignitaries are starting to arrive for a memorial service.
The South African authorities have their hands full accommodating a guest list arriving here from all over the world, including four U.S. presidents, the Pope, and the Dalai Lama. They're also struggling to cope with the thousands of journalists that have flown in from around the world to cover the events. A large memorial service will take place on Tuesday at Soccer City Stadium in Johannesburg. It seats over 90,000 people. The public will be able to view Mandela's body for 3 days starting Wednesday as he lies in a glass-top coffin in government buildings. On Sunday, Mandela will receive a state funeral in his childhood village of Kunu. In Johannesburg, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
Officials from the Department of Natural Resources will be presenting the results of the just-completed gun deer hunt tomorrow. We have a preview from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Biologists and other officials will be meeting with the Natural Resources Board tomorrow afternoon to go over the results of the hunt and other information. That meeting gets underway at 2 p.m. in Madison. Early numbers from the season show total harvest down about 7% and buck harvest down about 15%. Last week, spokesman Ed Culhane said the cold temperatures and biting winds opening weekend contributed to lower numbers this year. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Deadline tomorrow for turkey and bear hunters, your last chance to apply for permits. Now, a lottery will be held to select the winning applicant for turkey permits. The drawing will take place either late this month or in early January. The winners will be notified by mail. After the lottery drawing, any remaining permits will be sold over the counter, first come, first serve. A youth turkey hunt is also set for April, with the regular season beginning 4 days later. A drawing for bear permits will be held after the exact quota for the next hunt is set. The bear season opens on September 3rd. A state trooper found more than a disabled vehicle while working last Thursday. The officer arrested a 24-year-old Park Falls man and a 21-year-old Park Falls woman on felony drug charges. The officer thought the two were acting suspiciously while their car was pulled over and called for assistance with a canine. That's when the drugs were found. The driver posted a $1,000 bond. The woman has also bonded out. One person injured in a two-vehicle crash Friday morning in Merrill. This happened around 7:30 at Hillside Drive. Names have not been released. Deputies say a 44-year-old Merrill man was eastbound on Hillside when he rear-ended a truck that was stopped alongside the road. The crash is still under investigation. A Saturday night wrong-way driver incident left a squad car damaged in Eagle River. Police were called there around 6:30. They had a report of an erratic driver in the wrong lane headed west. The officer could not get the driver to pull over. The driver rear-ended the squad car. No names have been released yet, and that incident remains under investigation. Current state senator and possible gubernatorial candidate Kathleen Vinehout was injured yesterday morning in a multi-vehicle crash on I-94. This happened in Racine amid icy and snow-covered road conditions. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Get ready for more cold weather over the next couple of days. Decreasing clouds today, breezy in the afternoon. Temperatures falling into the single digits. Tonight, increasing clouds once again with a low of 8 below zero. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy. A dusting of snow possible in the morning. A high of 7 and breezy in the afternoon. Wednesday, plenty of sun, but a high of only 1 below zero. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Sounds bone chilling. So actually today may be the warmest day of the next three or four, and temperatures are stuck in the single numbers. We have the hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast anytime for you on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.